is the last, my husband's is the last that's recorded in there, the last marriage in the that's recorded in there.
And
I said, well, I'm take that and go back and show my children when we're married. But my daughter-in-law fixed up a family tree about 3 years ago and gave to each family. And that's kind of a prized possession. I said she couldn't have give anything any better because everyone's got one. And so far they haven't been no more grandchildren added to that because our youngest grandchild is 7 years old. So they've all got it now. And
you and your husband married what year?
1928.
And you were born in, you say,
1910.
That's right. Yeah, 1910.
That's right.
My goodness. You know, that's a, I don't know, like, I guess maybe one day I'll look back on my older years like that with, you know, such enthusiasm because... Well, you're like I say that those are the good old days. But.
Yeah, I know. We say back before the, of course, you don't know nothing about the depression we had, you know, back in the 29 and 30 and all. And that was, we was having a good, you know, pretty good years before then. And then that hit us. And I think that hit everybody. Like that hit the city people as it did the farmers. And we never did own our home until we moved here. Now then, this was a project that President Roosevelt started.
What was it called? Do you know? I've heard of something like that.
Well, this was the Earth and Kinder Project. Is I reckon it's the only thing I ever knew it to be. He bought this. This belonged to a fellow by the name of Judge. Well, it just goes just miles and miles. This side of Irvingville and the other side of Irvingville. And the government bought it.
What do you mean, like?
It
what?
Goes down. Like it just goes to this creek here.
And that's what, west of here or north or what?
No, north of here doesn't get belong to him. From that creek.
Well, you know. Down here. Okay, what is this way, though?
Yeah.
You're like, is this east and west?
This is north.
Oh, north here?
This is south. That's west. This is east.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm sort of confused because I don't know where I'm really located.
Well, I know when I'm in Atlanta with my daughter, I don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But it is. That's due north. That's south. That's west. That's east. And he owned that creek down there around to our church.
Is that that big creek?
Yeah, that's about 3 miles from here, the way we go. And, well, all of these houses he built new, built new houses. Up to that time, he just had a house here and there, and more or less had overseers, you know, to help farm the land. But we moved here when this project first started, and we first lived over on the Irvingville Road that goes by Big Creek Church 3 years, and in one of the older houses. And then, of course, they began to build them, and this is, they built three different types of houses. The first one, we didn't get one because they had rebuilt the one we had and had it in. No farmer had no electric lights.
At this house or the one you had over here?
The one we had over here. About the second year we lived there, they got, you know, the lights. And then...